Fantastic. So, hi, I'm Peter Tonik, and today I will talk about how OBS is used by the SysLogNG project. As you can see from my t-shirt, I'm coming from the SysLogNG project. So, let me give you a quick overview of my talk. First, I will try to introduce you to what is OBS, then what is SysLogNG, then show you how we use OBS in our daily work to make new versions available, Git snapshots, and also for platforms testing. I will also mention Fedora Copper for the slide, and also talk about our future plans. So, what is OBS? One version of the abbreviation is Open Build Service. I tried to revert, but it was easier just to copy-paste. OBS stands for Open Build Service, a generic system to build and distribute binary packages from sources. And using OBS, you can release packages, updates, appliances, entire distributions on a wide range of hardware architectures. But there is another understanding what OBS is. It's OpenSUSE Build Service. It's a public instance of the Open Build Service, and it's used to build the OpenSUSE distribution, but also offer packages from the same sources for Fedora, Debian, and many other Linux distributions. You can find more information about it at build.opensuse.org. Let me introduce you quickly to SysLogNG and what logging is. It's a recording of events. For example, the one on the screen is an SSH login message, what you can find under the varlog directory. So what is SysLogNG? It's an enhanced logging daemon with a strong focus on portability and high-performance central log collection. Originally, it was developed in C, but nowadays you can also extend it in almost all parts, also in Python. It was the default syslog implementation in SUSE Linux for well over a decade. So, why central logging is so important? First of all, it's for lazy people like me. It's ease of use, one place to check for log messages instead of many. You do not have to log to each of your hosts just to figure out what happened on your network, but you have a central location to check. It's also availability. Even if the sender machine is down, you can read the log messages and even use the logs to figure out what happened to that host, why is it unreachable. And it's also security. Usually when a host is compromised, one of the first steps is to alter or remove log messages completely. But if you have central log collection, then you have log messages about the compromise at least useful at least up to the point of the compromise. Where SysLogNG is used, most of you are aware that it's available in Linux distributions like SUSE or Fedora, but it's also available in most of the BSDs and even on macOS. And it's mostly used for large central servers. But not just for that. Here are a bit more funny examples. It's running on all of the Kindle ebook readers, so hundreds of millions of devices running SysLogNG, BMW electric cars, Airbus aircraft, aircrafts like the one I will use to fly back home. All of the Turis Omnia routers and many more. So how the SysLogNG project is using OBS? Originally, we started to use it for making new releases available to users. After a while, we realized that it's also useful to share development snapshots. And finally, we realized that, well, we have x86 machines, but no other platforms. But using the build service, we can support many users on other platforms and make sure that other platforms work as well. So, why new releases are so important? OpenSUSE, Leap, and many other distributions use a release model, so they release distro like Leap 16, and then they keep supporting it for a year or even more, using the very same software versions as were available at the by the time of release. Of course, rolling distros do not have this problem, but with when you have releases, then you stick to the old SysLogNG versions, which is good most of the time, but if you realize that, well, the Kafka source was introduced to SysLogNG after the latest Leap release and you need to collect log messages from Kafka, then you might want to install the latest SysLogNG from somewhere else. And it's easier to use pre-built packages than building it on your own. Or you, there might be a bug fix in a later release which is affecting your production environment. Or there aren't these problems anymore, but for quite a while dependencies were missing or were too old in Leap, especially in the Leap 15 version. So in this case, I could provide these dependencies in a separate repository and make these features available as well. Originally, I used versioned repositories, so users could decide which version of SysLogNG to use. So SysLogNG 4.10, SysLogNG 4.11, and so on. But then some users asked for a fixed URL, so they do not have to change the repository version each time, but they can use the latest release whenever it's available. So I created the SysLogNG stable repo, which is usually updated only a few weeks after the release, so we know that there are no showstopper problems in the release. There were some situations where I even skipped release in the stable repo when I realized that, well, it's not safe for everyone to update. The next step was introducing development snapshots. Originally, it was used as a preparation for the versioned repositories, so I just did a few test builds right before the next release. But then we realized that doing regular Git snapshot releases, package builds, is useful as well, as just as with the stable releases, there are always new features which you might want to try, or bug fixes, And sometimes I even included code from not yet merged pull requests, like the Kafka source I mentioned earlier. This was the way I could test it, and many of our users as well. And I even know several users who are running development snapshots in production all the time, as they are confident that if we are running thousands of automatic test cases before each commit, then that they won't have any problems. I'm not that confident, but I'm happy that these people exist. Finally, we also use OBS for platform support. Originally, the OpenSUSE build service supported x86 only. Later, support for ARM was added. And over the years, PowerPC, PowerPC 64, little endian version, many different ARM versions, RISC-V, and even mainframe support became available in OBS. For the stable Syslog-NG releases, I provide x86, 64-bit ARM, and little endian PowerPC packages. But for the Git snapshot builds, I use almost all possible platforms, and we caught quite a few bugs using the OpenSUSE build service and fixed 32-bit and big endian related problems in the code. So, how I use OBS with Syslog-NG? I must admit that right now it's completely manual process. I use the web interface and also a command line client called OSC. I'm the maintainer of the official Syslog-NG package in the distro, and also provide my repositories under my home repo, and I can use OSC for both BCO or the simple checkout, depending on the repo. In either case, I go on by editing the spec files if necessary, adding or removing patches and so on, and doing local builds on Tumbleweed or sometimes other distro versions. And finally, I edit the changelog and upload my changes to the OpenSUSE build service. If there is a new release, new Syslog-NG release, I first build it in my Git snapshot repo. And once it it's working there, then I can create a new versioned repository, and with a single for cycle on the command line, I can copy packages to the freshly created repository. A couple of years later, Fedora Copper became also available. I would say that it's the same as OBS, just in blue instead of green. But of course, there are a bit more differences. The main difference is that it's used only for user packages, not for the whole distributions. Originally, I put on my slides that there is no command line client. As I checked quite a few times, I couldn't find it. I gave up, and then I now when I prepared my slides, I realized that there is now something called Copper CLI, but I still have to check it. The workflow is somehow similar. I edit the spec file, do a local test build using mock, and once all of my changes work, then I upload the source RPM to Copper, and it will build my package for all of the distros and architectures I've chosen there. We use the very same repository structure on Copper as with OBS, so we have version repositories, stable repo, and Git snapshot repo. So, what is next? Leap 16 moved to a Git-based workflow. I'm crossing fingers that this Git-based workflow will work much better and will be much better documented for Leap 16.1. As for a single package, it was a major pain to figure out how to do this. As it was like changing wheels on a moving car, so not the best user experience. I will try to learn it, but I will pretty much miss the old workflow. And my other target is that I will check for the platform support for the weekly snapshots. I will try to automate the weekly snapshot builds, so I do not have to do it manually, but only just check the results if anything broke, and then fix the problems. So, just a quick summary. We use the OpenSUSE build service and Fedora Copper at the SysLogNG project on a daily basis in many ways, making the latest SysLogNG release available to SUSE Linux Enterprise and Fedora users. We do regular Git snapshot builds and test many platforms in OBS. Thank you for your attention. Do you have any questions?
Thank you for the presentation. How much of the workflows are open sourced? Because I'm very interested in starting using OBS and never start to learn it. And with the Git change, I think it's an opportunity for me to start to learn it. So how much of your scripts are public available?
Sorry?
How much of your scripts to build syslog are available, are public, are open source?
My processes are practically doing everything on the command line. It's not scripted. But the spec file is bundled with the SysLogNG sources, so it's you can use that to build SysLogNG in OBS as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And if we automate anything, then it will be also part of the SysLogNG source code as GitHub action or whatever. So you will be able to use that as an example. Any other questions? If you have anything later, then I will be at the event up until the evening, even at the barbecue, so I will. You can find me. Thank you.